Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Greetings and welcome back to One True Pod. We are the Big 12 podcast on the Andy Staples Show and Friends podcast feed. Thanks as always for listening. My name is Max Olson. We're back today, folks, and I'm joined by my dear friend Sam Kahn Jr. and my former friend Jason Kersey. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. We are doing a special edition episode of One True Pod. We figured we needed to, we've been on a little bit of hiatus here during the off season, but we had to bring it back because, Jason has a big announcement to make.
I do. And you know, it's funny. I'll tell that story in a minute. I'll just get the announcement out of the way. For anyone who hasn't seen it on Twitter, I've decided to step down from sports writing and I'm going to attempt a career in law. I'm going to go to law school next fall. I'm really excited about it. I'm really nervous about it. Been planning this for a while. What I was going to say is funny, and I told you guys this, but now the listeners can hear this too. Back in December when we were doing our picks, and the running joke was the loser has to quit the business.
We were so sure that you were going to finish last and it would all work out. I finished last.
You guys knew what was going on. And so did a few of my friends. My friend Nathan told me, like, I think while we were at the Alamo Bowl, he texted me and he was like, is you going to law school part of this bit that you guys are doing? Like,
but it didn't work out. Because I wasn't good enough at picks to let you finish last.
So when are we doing your farewell pod, Max?
Oh my gosh. I know. I need to, it's like the baseball players and I need to go update the LinkedIn and see what's out there. That was a running bit. Cause we knew this day was coming, but you know, even knowing that it was happening, you know, very, very bittersweet, Jason. I'm very proud of you, but, this is also a tough day for us.
Yeah. No, it's been a weird week. Like I've known I was going to make this announcement for a long time, but this week has been very weird, getting ready for it. And, the response like on Twitter and stuff has just been so overwhelming and feels really good. And I'm glad that people enjoyed what I did for so long, but yeah, it's very, I'm excited. I'm really excited, but I'm also sad.
Have you thought at all though? I mean, when you really kind of compare them against each other, have you thought about the incredible stability and pay of sports writing? Like really, like, I mean, compared to being a lawyer, I don't know, man.
Yeah, right. No, that's funny.
Do you want to tell people a little bit about, this decision that, you're making and what's next?
Yeah. I mean, it's just been a little nagging feeling now for probably a year and a half, and the pandemic probably exacerbated it a little bit, but just feeling like it was time to do something different. It's just nothing in particular is the reason. It just feels like time. And so law school has always sort of intrigued me. I was actually telling somebody earlier today that I remember when I was either a senior at OU or just had graduated from undergrad, and I actually bought an LSAT prep book. And I remember I opened it and I was like, F this, like, I'm not going to do this. Like, this is ridiculous. And I put it away. And, so this time though, last summer, when I did that, I actually, went ahead and studied it and took the test and started applying. And, it was really excellent timing, by the way, for OU to decide they were going to the SEC right as I was like 10 days from the LSAT. That made studying really fun.
Yeah, I tell you. And by the way, you get to deal with Coach Change. You got through the whole college football car wash in one season there.
right? I know it.
For your swan song. I think that I thought that was rather appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I told our Sam, our editor, Kate, I told her about all this right after the Alamo Bowl. But as I told her, I was fully planning on telling her the day after Bedlam was when I was going to let her know. But instead, she called me and said, Bruce is about to report that Lincoln Riley's going to USC. And I was like, well, guess I'm going to hold off on breaking that news.
That's yeah. That was a while. It's been a while, last few months. And I remember, Jason, you and I were at the Cotton Bowl for Red River. And I think one of the photos you posted on Instagram today was you at the there were a lot of photos, but one of them being your last time at Red River.
Yeah.
How much did that in the course of the season kind of hit you that, hey, this is going to be your last Bedlam, this is going to be your last Red River, this is going to be, you know, your last OU home game, all that stuff?
Every time that a new milestone like that hit, it made me a little emotional. But OU, well, Texas,
and tell the people where you're at with your numbers on games. I love that you kept track of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? That is an idea I stole from the great Barry Trammell. I years ago when I was a part-timer, I would go to Dallas Cowboys games with him. Sometimes he would go every week, and they're Oklahoma had an extra credential. So I would just go. And I was driving back from one of those games, and he was in the passenger seat, and he told me he was trying to go back, and he was trying to go back into the 70s. He wanted to get every football game he'd ever covered at any level. And I thought, that's a good idea. And if I'm going to do that, I'm going to go ahead and start now so that I'm not trying to do that years later. So I started keeping track, and I ended up at 196 football
games. Wow.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
High school and college and NFL, et cetera.
That's amazing. So, yeah, I cut off your question there, Sam. So how did it feel, Alamo Bowl, Red River, some of these kind of final ones for you?
Well, the Red River was cool. It was good to my last one and Sam's first one. That's kind of
That's right. Passing the torch here.
But that one was kind of tough. But I would say the Alamo Bowl was the most emotional that I got. And it was right before the game started, and like the players were warming up and I was sitting in the seat, and it just, I caught myself tearing up a little bit because I knew it was the last one. And I cherished it a little bit more, I think, because I knew it was the end. Yeah.
Well, they gave you a hell of a game too. So that helps with the memories of it.
And I thought my last Red River was going to be very shitty early on when it was 28-7 in the first quarter.
I think we all thought maybe Texas might run away with it, but Caleb Williams kind of changed that whole equation. So
what a year.
The binoculars at practice the next week. That was a lot of fun. Speaking of which, Jason, when are you writing your tell-all to let all the little secrets that you have kept over the years?
That'd be awesome if you just did the opening the vault story. Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
we could do it right here on this podcast if you want to.
I can spend my time off between this and starting school.
Jason, so what do you really think about Lincoln Riley?
I think that, yes, the right thing to do is let's burn all the bridges before you get started in law school.
Oh man,
buddy, our friendship goes back to, I'm sure you remember this, summer of 17, right?
Yeah.
You were passing through Austin. You were working for SEC Country.
May it rest in peace. Yeah.
Yeah. And we met, you were passing through Austin to I think visit a signee there.
Yeah.
And we met at Lucy's on the Lake, also RIP, loved that place. You were pitching me on coming to join you at SEC Country, which
really
they weren't interested in hiring me, but that was very nice of you to do.
And, but also you dodged a bullet there, my friend.
Quite a bit. By the way, so Sam and I have gone through, so you've never been fired in this profession, have you?
No.
Oh my God.
Somehow I made
getting
it out
before it happens, you know?
Hey, that's called getting out on your own terms, baby. That's a winner right there.
Yeah. But yeah. We met there that summer. Cause I think you had just left ESPN, right?
I had just been laid off by ESPN. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, Max, my That's when we sort of became friends. But my earliest really memory of us, and I've told you this story before, but it bears repeating, is a 2013 OU Baylor game. It was like one of the last games at Floyd Casey, and Baylor just crushed.
Was that the like Thursday night game?
Yeah, it was Thursday night.
Like the blackout game. Yeah, that was awesome.
Blackout game, and Baylor just crushed OU. Mm-hmm. And I remember in the third quarter, it was a complete blowout, and they had like barbecue or pizza. I can't remember what the food was. I think it was barbecue. Okay. And I was like, I'm going to go get another plate. And so I went and I was loading up this plate, and I'm the only media member back there not watching the game at that point. And I was walking back with this big, and you walked around the corner, and I just remember you like looked at the plate and looked at me and went, good hustle, Kersey. I was like, yeah, this is so embarrassing. Casey,
at the end of Floyd Casey, that venue was so bad, but Baylor was getting really good. So they were like really serving a lot of food in that press box at the end there.
Yeah.
To you know, upgrade the experience. So I don't blame you at all. Yeah.
I just remember standing there and feeling a little bit of shame, like, oh, I got caught.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think about. I mean, you know, you and I were, day one folks with this college football vertical at the Athletic. And, you know, neither of us, I think we both felt like, oh, this is a good idea. We have no idea if this is going to work or not, you know, but like, it seems like good people, good job and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a hell of a ride.
Yeah, well, I feel like you and I had a lot of conversations. Who is joining right now? What is this?
What? What?
Looks like we have a special guest joining the podcast, One True Pod.
Normally you have to pay like $50 on Cameo to get Eddie Radosovich appearance.
That's right. We've got
he's muted.
It's only 25 these days. I haven't reached the 50 degree mark yet.
So Eddie's on here to interview to replace you for One True Pod, but Eddie, you're a little early, man.
Am I?
Just a tad.
I thought it was 11:15.
It's okay.
This is embarrassing. We thought Jason would be off by now. Hey, Jason, are you you're good with this, right? Welcome, Eddie Radosovich.
Hello. I'm sorry.
The king of
you know, that, it won't be the first time I've been early.
Eddie, do you have any, you know, this is the Jason Kersey Memorial Podcast. Do you have any messages you'd like to share with our soon to be former sports writer?
You know, it's just sad because I really didn't believe that he was going to do it. Like secretly, I didn't think like I remember he asked me a couple months ago, like, cause I have some buddies that are lawyers and stuff, and we tried to get him in contact, and like, I told him like, talk him out of it almost, but, no, I'm happy for him. It's going to be a great movie. He's going to do well in the courtroom. I'm just, I told him the other night, it's like, going back to school, man, it just, that's a lot of reading.
I know. I'm going to really have to spend the next few months, like remembering how to study.
Well, yeah, that means getting off of Twitter, Bubba.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
That is an added bonus, especially with the toxic culture that is Oklahoma football on the Twitter spaces. So it's going to be different. I am interested to see what you're going to be doing on Saturdays though, because that is, I don't know. Like I would feel lost if I didn't have a game to go cover or anything to go do, but like I do really love the bye weekends where you can just sit around and not really do a whole lot.
Yeah. And just watch other games. And
Jason, do you think you'll be a tailgater or do you think you'll be a sit at home and watch as many games as possible guy?
I've never tailgated in my life. So I would like to do that at least once. I've never did when I was younger in high school and stuff. It's not like we did that. We went to a lot of games, but we didn't really tailgate. So, I think I would like to do that, but I don't know if I'd do it all the time, but yeah.
Now you have not made your commitment to a law school yet. Eddie, do you think Sooner Scoop can hook him up with a commitment edit when it's time for that day?
Oh, not only is it going to be a commitment edit, I think it should be a commitment video. Go back to the old days with the commitment video where like you basically just recorded to the end and it's like, okay, where's
I mean, law schools have hats, right? I assume that they do have hats.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially I think OU and OCU do. I think we could definitely set that up. We should get the deans involved as well from each school. Maybe do in-home visits.
In-home visits. That's right. That's right. We'll see what kind of NIL deal we can get for Mr. Jason Kersey.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, me and I've talked to Eddie about an idea for a video, but I don't want to ruin it on here. We have discussed tentative plans for a pretty funny video.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
I think it's going to be really good.
I would like to open up the floor to you guys if you do want to just regale us with your favorite stories from the beat, Jason. I'm sure you I'm sure that as you end this chapter, you think about some of the highs, some of the lows. What do you got, Eddie and Jason?
Let's see. I got a pretty good one from the Alamo Bowl that involves Eddie. After the game, we got back at like 4 a.m. back to the hotel from the Alamo Bowl because it's such a late game. And Eddie texted me. I had just gotten to my room. I had just gotten out of my clothes. I was in the bed, and he said that he was downstairs and I should come down and have a drink or something. And I was like, dude, I just stripped. I'm in bed, whatever. And his response was, okay, well, I guess we can do it next year. And I said, okay, fine. And I got dressed and I went my ass back down there.
It's just one of those things. It's like, and Max and Sam, you guys know this. It's like when you're like on the beat or when you're covering things, and especially during football season, because you miss so much time during the season, whether it be with family, like during Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of the holidays, and you miss parties and stuff like that usually happen on Saturdays. It seems like the fall is always the time when people to get together. It's like you usually are like the beat crew is your family, or the people that are around mm-hmm. the football team are your family. And, it's going to be different for sure. It's always been different when people have missed or left the Oklahoma beat. And I think it's a little bit different too, just because everybody gets along so well. But, there's countless trips that we've made over the last, I think we had Thanksgiving dinner in like Morgantown a couple years ago.
In Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like stuff like that. I think will probably be, it feels like the group is getting smaller and smaller as people continue to leave. I don't know. Maybe I should leave. I don't know. I don't know what I would do though. I need to win the lottery or something.
We've had some great. I'm trying to think of what some of the better trips are. I mean, the Rose Bowl was awesome.
Rose Bowl was awesome just because
Max, you were on that trip.
I was. Yeah. I was.
Yeah.
Any of the bowl trips, it seems like the bowl trips are usually, and I guess it's been a little bit different because Oklahoma's, you get to go to these nice bowl games, whether it be in Miami or Los Angeles, or go down to Dallas at the Cotton Bowl. Which has plenty of stories. I'm sure that the Kelly Clarkson concert has been discussed countless times, but it's different. I think it's a little bit more laid back too on those bowl trips that you can like go out and you can do stuff at night and you're not having to really worry about as much news per se because everything kind of slows down a couple days before the game. So those are the trips that are probably the best. The trips when you don't really have to worry about a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. I mean, we had a great time in Miami at the Orange Bowl a couple of times.
Miami's probably like the Orange Bowls have been probably some of the best experiences. Mm-hmm. Although like I'll take it to the
I've never
grave
done that.
I just, I don't like going down to cover games in Miami, if that makes sense. I love the Miami experience. I just wish I could go down and be free for a week, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Now we do have one more guest coming on this podcast. Lincoln Riley's actually about to join this podcast.
I'm so sure.
Actually, that's excellent. I've been waiting for this moment for a while.
Lincoln Riley's not coming on this podcast. Yeah.
Didn't he block you, Eddie?
Yeah.
Still blocked.
I mean, the thing about it is like the first time in like my life, I felt like I don't think that I really did anything to get blocked. I honestly think that it was people I would wake up to my mentions every morning of just like I would be tagged in the worst, like most over the top comments about Lincoln Riley and his family. And I was just like, there's nothing I can do about this. Like, stop tagging me, people.
Right.
You can come to, when we go to Los Angeles this summer, when I TMZ attack him, you can come with me, Kersey. You might need to be my lawyer. You actually might need to be my lawyer.
Well, you got to wait a few years. But hey, we tried to TMZ, or you tried to TMZ him at the airport on that Monday.
That was like kind of like the final like hoorah, wasn't it? Like we've had a couple of those kind of interesting, I guess, tasks or investigations. I think anybody that was on the Oklahoma beat over the last month and a half, 2 months has been kind of interesting. But yeah, that was, man, if Alex Grinch just wouldn't have shown up first, I think we would have really gotten him in a tight spot.
Over yeah, there that's what screwed us, no doubt, because Alex Grinch showed up first and walked right through the front door and saw all of us and then was on the phone. And then Lincoln didn't come through the front. So I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
He would have not.
He sent his lead blocker in. That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we should have waited, but that was fun.
That's the countless hours at the airport were just, yeah, it was insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then there's a time, Eddie Doriel Green Beckham, visiting campus and be us in the bushes.
I just can't imagine.
Wait,
that kind
what?
Of stuff. Like,
yeah. Wait, well, come again. You're in the bushes.
I want to hear this Green one.
Beckham. Let's visiting. Tell- Yeah, I know the backstory on this.
So DGB's leaving Missouri and transferring, a bunch of us got tipped off that he was visiting OU's campus on a random like July or June day. And so me and Eddie, Carey, John Shin, I can't remember who all was there. We all got there around the same time. We were all in somebody's car sitting there. And Eddie like got out when Green Beckham and Jay Norvell and Cale Gundy and a few people were outside. Eddie was like in the bushes with his camera. Like,
oh my gosh.
Just the most awkward like situations of all time. I mean, it's not as awkward as pointing a camera into somebody's Tahoe as they're taking another job with their kids in the car, but that was definitely awkward. The whole DGB thing was just insane. And then he never even played it down at Oklahoma.
He went pro, right? He never played.
Yeah. He was never on that like all-time scout team that I think you wrote about, Kersey, with wasn't Baker was the quarterback, Orlando Brown was the tackle. And
I think they had Mark Andrews on it.
And Andrews was Mixon.
Well, he couldn't practice.
Oh, that's
he was
right.
That's
so right. He was suspended.
But if he had been able
Big
to practice.
Suspension.
Yeah, that would have been
I never thought of back on that. Like, what if they did have DGB that next year?
Yeah,
it would have been really good because that would have been the 2016 season, right?
15. It would have been the year they went 15. To the playoff.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's a playoff team.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, I don't know if I guess Riley. No, I guess he would have been here because that was in between 14 and 15, wasn't it? I was going to say he might have never even that might have saved Heupel's job. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a bad point. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. That feels like a long time ago because we just we're getting old, guys.
I know.
I mean, Eddie's wearing a boy dad sweatshirt. I love that.
Yeah, and I have no kids. That's the thing. That's the most interesting part about all this. It Good seems like the you. Last 2 years have just been weird because of everything. Obviously, like, but getting back, like, even to. In-person press conferences that, I mean, we have one today down in Norman. And it's just like, I don't know how to act. I don't know how to be normal around people anymore.
Eddie, what's that say about Jason's character and work ethic that he's still going to that today, even though he's already quit this job?
Well, I mean, it was a pretty good point. I think somebody from Ari Temkin brought it up. It's like, he is scared of the SEC. I think that there's no other,
Toby Rowland is the one who said that. Toby said that.
Oh, did Toby Twitter. Said it?
Yeah. He said that I was scared of the SEC.
I missed that. That's so amazing.
No, it's you're going to get some final shots today at some of the assistant coaches.
Yeah, I can just go guns blazing. I don't have to worry about
you really don't. I was shocked yesterday. We were trying to set up the podcast time and Jason's like, well, I got a press conference to go at 1:30. I'm like, why are you going to the press conference?
Why?
At 1:30? Yeah. I would not. You are much more dedicated than me.
I asked him, I'm like, explain that to me. Why are you going
today? Heck no.
You are going out funny. On top, though, because we have what, 8 assistants today? That's like probably the most availability that we've had in person in literally 2 years.
Yeah. It is. without a doubt, I think.
Oh, Jason, by the way, I guess maybe send that audio to me and Max when you're done.
So yeah, please do.
We can do something with it after you've gone.
That's what I told Max when he was going, why would you go?
That's true.
Of it is I'm going to send you guys some audio.
Yeah, that's fair. We can definitely use that. That is honorable. Do that. Guys, I'm going to jump off in a minute because I got a six-year-old who's feverish right now I got to handle. But before I go, Jason, I just want to say, I'm happy for you and I'm sad for us. It has been really awesome to be a teammate with you. And you know, when I first started covering OU games back in 2019, when I was still at ESPN, after Jake Trotter got moved off the beat, he moved on to the NFL and left us all behind in colleges to go cover the Cleveland Browns. But when I started doing that, you were one of the first to just be very welcoming to me. And a lot of you guys on that beat have been awesome. It was really cool. I know you guys would always invite me to come hang out and all that stuff and just share tips and tricks and all that stuff. And so I appreciated that. And then obviously, since I've been here, you were one of the first ones to call me and congratulate me when I first got this job a year ago. And I was fired up to work with you. I know you were fired up to work with me and it's been awesome. Yeah. And I appreciate our conversations, our friendship. You being a teammate has been fantastic. You do this job as well as anybody I know. You hustle like nobody else I know. And so we're certainly going to miss you, and I'm going to miss you. I'm still going to be able to have you as a friend, but I'll certainly miss you as a colleague, my dude. So,
well, thank you, man. That means a lot, Sam. I appreciate that. I really do. It's been great working with you too. You've been a great addition to One True Pod.
I appreciate that. We're going to try our best to carry this flag and take this.
Or we won't. I don't know. We'll see. This podcast goes. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll do something. We won't butcher it. I promise, Jason. We'll do our best. But good to see you, fellas.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. See you, Sam.
Wow. Now I have to come up with some nice things to say to you. He really kind of covered all of it.
Yeah, it's like he wrote a speech to give a toast at a wedding.
I'm gonna think on that for a little while. Now, Jason, we haven't talked about, you know, obviously you and I have peppered this podcast with lots of Always Sunny. So do you want to tell, are you going into bird law? Where are you at on bird law?
I'm considering it. That was the, that lately I have been watching those old episodes. I went back and tried to find all the ones with the lawyer in them. Mm-hmm. Because every one of those is so funny. My favorite line that Charlie has about the law though, is I think it's the one maybe you sent to me after I told you that when he says, I know about a lot about the law and various other lawyerings. Or when the lawyer says the forms are standard boilerplate and he goes, oh, well, you know, we're going to get to our hot plate soon enough.
that's you, man. That's going to be you soon enough. And I'm fascinated to see which direction you want to go in with law. Eddie's probably going to need your help at some point, though.
I always need somebody on retainer. There's no doubt about that. You can never have too many lawyers around here.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, and that's honestly the thing I'm the most excited about is that it's scary, but it's also exciting because I really don't know what I want to do actually do with it. I'm going in with an open mind and I kind of want to just find whatever I fall in love with. So
would you ever think about like getting back into like the sports side of it, like agent representation or anything like that?
I don't think so. I mean, I've thought about it a little, but I don't think so. I think I just kind of want to be a sports fan, you know?
Yeah.
I really think I just want to be a fan.
You are seeing a little bit more of that pop up, especially with like the NIL stuff. There's definitely people looking at college athletics right now and seeing opportunities for crossover there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I can help Sooner Scoop with all their NIL deals.
There's no doubt that we will probably need some help with that at some point. When was the last time you went to an OU game? Like just
as a
went
fan?
To an OU just, game as a fan. College probably, right?
When did Miami come to Norman? Was that 07 or
07? 07?
I think that might be the last time I went to a game.
It might have been 08. 07 or 08, the day that it was like really hot.
Yeah, it was really hot. I sat in the student
section. Rained all morning.
I was still in undergrad. So yeah, I think it was the OU Miami game, whenever that was, when Miami came to Norman.
It's crazy. I mean,
because I had to leave and then get to the Oklahoman office to work a night shift that night. I remember.
Oh God.
I think that's about right. Same for me. I think the last time I got to go to a game like just as straight up as a fan was probably 08.
Yeah.
Really?
Like freshman year of college. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a, gosh, it was an OSU Tech game. I went up to it with some buddies. I think OU was on a bye week that week. I want to say maybe 2014, 2015. And it was a Thursday night game. So we went up there and kind of tailgated all afternoon and then went to the game. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of what I had forgotten about, that type of thing on a college football type, I guess not Saturday, but Thursday. But
it's funny though. I sit here and say how much I'm looking forward to being a fan again of the game and go as a fan. But I also think that I've been very spoiled. So the first time I have to sit out in the heat or in the cold and be like, can I come to the press box?
See, not everybody's meant to be on the sideline on the, in the end zones with the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you gotta be, I mean, that's, there's no doubt, Eddie, you have to have some different skills to do what you do, man. You do. And you've been so spoiled, Jason, that this was like the first year you didn't get to go to a Big 12 title game. Like, you know, it's,
I know it.
It's like always part of the schedule.
Yeah. It was just a given that we were going to be there. Not this year though. What a weird year, man. What a weird, can we just say, like, OU was so weird for the last
year. Oh, it's insane. You said it the other day, Kersey, from June. Was it, when did those guys get arrested? Bridges and Michael,
it was like a couple weeks before the spring game. So I think it was April.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was in March, wasn't it?
And well, the running back too. Yeah.
I guess fast forward a couple months, but from like the moment that, the SEC stuff hit, it was full throttle weirdness. Like, I mean, all the way up to August when you're like, well, I mean, is OU even going to play their opener? And then they moved the game and then they almost get beat. It was insane.
I mean,
had you already decided by then though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Well, yeah, because I took the LSAT while the SEC stuff was going on.
That's right.
Which
okay.
really was made for a,
it was crazy. He wouldn't return my call for like 10 days when that was going on. You know, like it was, no, I'm kidding. You didn't check out.
but yeah, it was like, it was just sort of a crazy, crazy year between, you know, the quarterback change and the Lincoln Riley mm-hmm. and the SEC and the Trajan Bridges and all that stuff. And I mean, even, you know, going back to February, Spence Jones getting in the bar fight, like it was just
the bar fight. Yeah.
One thing after another, like for the last year. So I really went out with a bang.
The most like, non-weird stuff was maybe the most weird stuff, like Caleb Williams taking over in the Texas game. It's like that was a normal sports story compared to all the other BS that was going around the program throughout the season. I mean, I can't ever remember like Rattler getting booed. Seems mm-hmm. like it was years ago.
I forgot about that. I completely forgot about
Rattler getting booed at home.
At a home game. You just said that.
That they won. That they had to kick a field goal to beat West Virginia.
They should have lost this year, or they could have
lost. How many times should they have lost this year, guys?
Let's go through it. Tulane, Nebraska, West Virginia, Kansas State, Texas, Kansas. What am I? Am I missing?
Kansas.
Yeah. No, I think, and then Baylor and Oklahoma State. I mean, that's nuts.
And like just how crazy it would have been if Caleb Williams like breaks off that run against in Bedlam against Oklahoma State. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know what you guys had heard, but it's like, I think there's a good chance if OU wins that game. And even if they lose in the Big 12 championship game, USC probably moves on that next week and finds somebody else. And who knows how everything happened.
But like also week. OU, like maybe backdoor playoff team too.
Oh my God. They were like still in insane. The playoff hunt. Yeah.
Insane.
That's so weird. That's just so weird. And then, of course, like you guys don't get to talk to Caleb at all during any of this stuff either. You know, man, what a deal. It totally makes sense why Jason just threw up his hands and gave up on this profession. You know, it really does.
I know
that's not why.
You know, the one thing that you're going to be robbed of, Kersey, is a trip to Lincoln next year.
I know. I honestly think that's the thing I'm the most sad about.
I didn't even think about that.
Maybe you should, I don't know, maybe you could freelance for Sooner Scoop that weekend.
Okay, yeah.
And get to Lincoln. I've never been
I'll just tell the professors, sorry, I can't be in class on Friday. That's cool in law school, right? To just miss class all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like in undergrad, when I overslept all the time and missed class, that's going to fly in law school.
But see, you're going to be a student in his 30s. Like they're going to know you're an adult. You're taking care of your business. You know?
Yeah. It's
a different dynamic.
Just don't be a front row guy. You can't be a front row guy. Don't be one of them.
Somebody made the joke the other day that, if I end up going to the OU law school, which is very much a possibility, that I should try to work for the OU Daily.
That would be funny. That would be funny. Scooping people, these kids.
Rooftop scouting. Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
Eddie, we got the guest room ready for you for that game if you need it. Because most folks need to end up staying in Omaha when they come out for a game like that. You know, like it's pretty booked up. But
yeah, I'm in.
And Jason, if you want to make the trip, man, come through. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, look,
it's drivable. I've done the drive.
I've never been to Nebraska, to the state of Nebraska, because I got on the OU beat after Nebraska had already left the Big 12. So I've never had a reason to go there.
Yep. We've got a lovely place here.
Only place that I never went in the Big 12. I think.
And there's going to be all sorts of hype on Nebraska. Like Nebraska's going to, you know, whatever, be 2-0, 3-0 going into that one. And everyone's going to be like, this is the Nebraska's back game, which won't be the case. But yeah, how are you guys feeling? I guess like you can kind of check out on this now, little Jason, or I don't know, how invested are you in just what year one of Venables is going to look like?
Oh, I'm going to be interested. I'm still going to be following it pretty closely, I would think. I mean, I've covered this program now for so long. I can't just not, it's going to be hard for me to just not care about what's going on. And so, I'll very much be interested. And I really think they might be pretty good.
Well, if you look at some, you know, way too early top 25s, I mean, there is some question about that.
Is Stu coming on next?
I have them outside of my top 40. Okay.
Well, you got 40. Okay. I'd like to see that in your spare time.
I have them at 54 going into 2022.
Yeah. Whenever Stu put out that top 25 and OU wasn't in it, I remember thinking, oh boy, this is going to be.
I tell him I thought OU should be in it. But, you know, hey, that's. It's also just like so weird to do those now. Like I'm starting to have to like look ahead to this year of the Big 12 a little bit, and these rosters are still just like so fluid that I don't know what to say. Like I don't know do you guys feel like you know who the best teams of the Big 12 are going to be this year?
No,
I mean, is it just like almost like a too easy answer to say OU, Texas, OSU,
and Baylor,
Baylor.
No, I don't think that's crazy.
I don't know. It's going to be kind of fun to see what Texas does. I think, you should be interesting. I guess I'm just because there's so many guys that are like, you know, quote unquote connected to the program, whether it be like a Teddy Lehman or, you know, Gabe Eichert or, you know, whoever, they're just so like reinvested because of Brent. It's been, I don't know. I think that's been the most fascinating part. I don't know about you, Kersey, but just over the last, I guess, 3-ish months since he's taken over, they haven't played a game. They haven't practiced any, but there's just such an upswell of support for everything that is Oklahoma football around here right now. It's kind of tough not to get caught up in everything.
Well, and it's like hopeless as things felt. I mean, it really felt like things were unraveling in the days after the Riley news. Mm-hmm. And totally. I mean, things are just so much more hopeful now. And in fact, I think a lot of people, and I agree with it, are starting to feel like maybe this is going to be better off in the long run, actually, because of the hires that Brent has made and the way that they've recruited and the off the field stuff they're doing. I mean, there's a real chance that they're going to be better situated in the SEC with Venables.
Yeah, but perhaps. I think that there are some definite questions as far as like moving forward, what's going to happen. But, there's reasons to think that there are a bunch of positives down there. They just need to continue recruiting the way that they have. I think that the guys that they brought in and, you know, like it's just Oklahoma fans have just been so conditioned and, you know, rightfully so because of Lincoln Riley, they've been so conditioned to great offenses over the last couple years. It's going to be kind of fun to see what Jeff Levy can do in a way with Dylan Gabriel and kind of, I don't want to say unproven situation at quarterback because that's pretty far from it, but, you know, I it's going to be kind of fun to see just, I guess, new blood down there for a lack of better terms. I don't know. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's weird to still not really know, like, how much time does Venables have to get ready for the SEC too?
Sure.
You know,
right.
So
you
have to kind of point it in that direction, but you don't really know when day one is on that whole deal.
No. And I guess, like, I was talking about this morning. It's like, I feel like every 3 or 4 weeks, maybe every month, I guess, it's going to be like one of those stories that's out there is like, OU doesn't have the money. Texas is ready to go. When are they going to be leaving? And it's like, I feel like we're going to just rehash the story until they do move. It's going to happen every few months and people are going to act like it's new news. It's going to get aggregated and then everybody throws it out there. And it's just like, well, nothing's really changed on that front yet.
Hey, speaking of aggregation, I do have one great Eddie story that I want to tell from a couple of years ago. Eddie, do you remember? So OU plays Houston in the season opener in 2019. De'Arik King is the quarterback for Houston. A couple weeks later, De'Arik King enters the transfer portal. Eddie
allegedly enters the transfer portal. Yeah.
Eddie tweets, sources tell me that De'Arik King was spotted in Norman two Saturdays ago. Somebody freaking aggregated that as like a reporter says that De'Arik King was in Norman. He was in Norman to play.
Oh, I forgot about
spent,
that.
And that's I think amazing. It was because I said spent his entire Sunday in Norman because the game had been moved to a Sunday night.
That's right.
So the guy didn't even think like, oh, like he's there for the game. That was a pretty good one, God. I will say.
Yeah. Yeah. And now where are you good with Tulsa now? Are you back on good terms with Tulsa?
Yeah. Yeah. They unblocked me and they went to a bowl game the next year.
That's interesting.
So, you know, that has Nebraska, that effect. Hey, if you want to block me, all you got to do is block me this summer and you'll probably be bowling next summer or next fall.
So are you saying that USC won't go to a bowl until Lincoln unblocks you? Is that right? Is that how that works?
There's two ways I could go with this. We'll go the PC route. Yeah, he should just unblock me. Although I don't,
you guys made a lot of good memories together. You know, I think I think it's sad when those all just get thrown out.
I do too. It's kind of like a family that gets split up. They are. It's his decision, though. He left me, so I didn't leave him.
Now, Jason, did you look at any LA law schools?
I did not. That was a joke a few people have made. Yeah, I should have looked at the USC law school. I don't think I could have got into the USC law school. I think that's a pretty good law school.
Is it there in Los Angeles? So like right there on campus, I guess.
I have no idea.
I assume so.
Yeah. You remember we went to
Eddie, when Jason told me he was going to law school, I asked him how many years is law school? Like, I don't know anything about this.
No, I think you said three, right?
Is it three?
Three.
Okay.
I had a couple buddies that did it, but I don't really. I'd never even paid attention to that kind of stuff.
I'm a little worried. I don't know how much this has crossed your mind, Eddie. Like, do we think Jason is going to get like a lot like classier, wealthier friends and then just ice us out over time?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. He's going to start.
He's like, going to get his law school bros and, you know, and hang out with them and their wives. And we're just going to get left behind, I feel like.
I'm going to get my sommelier license over the summer so I can talk wine with him the next time that I see him.
Okay. By the way, you can't say that because you're
going
to
be wearing like vests all the time. He's going to be such a bro. Yeah.
Eddie is the biggest wine snob I've ever met. Seriously.
I just don't drink boxed wine.
He is a wine snob.
Eddie's a wine snob?
Yeah, because
I don't know anything about wine. I just know that I like expensive wines.
When we were in Atlanta, we went to the liquor store because it was like Christmas Day and we wanted to load up on our booze because we thought the hospitality room was going to be closed for the Peach Bowl. We go to a liquor store and I was like, we could just get a box of wine. And he goes, I will not drink that. I will not drink boxed wine. And I was like,
I just don't drink boxed wine.
Of all the things I would never have expected.
Just like you just had too many Tour de Francias.
There's been like too many nights of slapping a bag and just waking up and thinking I can never do that again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is Francia is probably that's it's kind of Francia is in the same boat as what's it called? Not Goldschlager, the nasty
Jaeger.
Yes. Oh, Jaeger I can't. Mercy. Jägermeister. Remember when they had those like?
Do you like Fireball machines? Or Jägermeister more?
I can still drink Fireball. I can still drink Fireball.
That's tough for me.
Fireball. I like Fireball.
I don't like it, but like Jägermeister.
I can do it. I can handle it. But
yeah. They had a machine at Brothers. Do you remember like the machine?
We
at
had Brothers here in Lincoln too. Yeah.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. They had
like this machine, and you could get a couple shots, and it just seems like that and SoCo Lime shots. Like if I smell SoCo Lime, it's close to the end of the day. Like I'll have to stop drinking for a while.
Wow. That's
gross.
I get that.
It was just like a very, I don't know about you. It's just a very freshman thing. Like I can't be around it anymore.
Yeah. It was more tequila that threw me off in terms of shots. Now I've come around a little more, but
rock and roll tequila.
I've still never got my bottle of rock and roll. Have you guys have both picked them up, I assume.
Oh yeah.
I've bought a bottle. I haven't been yet. They sent you some stuff, didn't they?
Yeah, they gave me a couple bottles.
That was your walk off though. Like that was the peak moment of the end of the year for you.
It was that question and answer turned out so much better than I could have even imagined. And Max honestly deserves credit for that because he's the first one who said,
wasn't it Eddie's video that like blew up?
I just happened to be shooting it. And then I think I texted it to you though after we got done.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good work, everybody.
Yeah, but I'm saying
perfect. Wait, so they sent you bottles off that? Oh man.
No, not off that. It was before. It was like 2 years ago. It was whenever I did that story about Stoops and
which is just like an all-time story because there for a while, like Bob's just chucking tequila bottles around Oklahoma. Didn't you meet him in like Lawton or something?
Yeah. That's funny. I need to actually probably put this out there now that I'm coming to an end here. But OU. So when I went down there for that story at Fluffy's Wine and Liquor or something in Lawton, Oklahoma, and Bob was taking pictures with this big chicken mascot. It was just like hilarious. And so I interview him and I do all that. And then we're leaving. Me and Bob are both walking out, me to my Toyota Camry, which recently died. May it rest in peace. Toyota Camry. Just the time you want your car to die is when you're quitting your job. Usually that's usually around the time you want that to happen. But I'm walking to my car. He's walking to his car. And I just hear this, "Hey, Jason," and I turn around and it's Bob. And he goes, "Come on, let's you and me take a picture together." It was his idea. So I went back in. I have a picture of me with Stoops in front of all this rock and roll tequila. I've never put it out anywhere because I was like, I'm a little weird about it, but maybe I should now. It was his idea.
I think you got to frame that, put it on your desk there if you haven't already.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
The evolution of Bob Stoops over the last, couple years has been magical.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a stabilizing thing in your life too, Eddie, just to feel like, okay, Bob's back. Even I can feel better about all this.
No, it was definitely like, it's crazy how much just his presence around the program over the last month and a half was with everything that was going on behind the scenes.
I would say that the momentum of like all the unraveling we were talking about, the momentum of that turned at that press conference when Stoops stood up and gave that, "We are going to be okay. We are blah, blah, blah." Yeah. Like that was, I think, when the momentum and the feeling, everybody started feeling better.
There were moments too. And I'm sure that you guys heard this, and Kersey, I know that we've talked about it. It was just like, everything that was going on behind the scenes of like the division within the program, as far as like guys that just weren't going to go to Los Angeles with Riley. I think that, Bob was obviously the leader of that group. And it was insane. There will be books written about, especially if things go well with Brent, there will be books written about that month and a half of just awesome craziness. I don't know any other way to explain it because I don't know if I'd want to do it again. Like, I don't know how Texas does this every 2-3 years when they're looking for a head coach.
Yeah.
But like it was fun. I don't know if OU fans want to do it ever again, but
that scene at the Norman Airport when everybody knew he was coming,
that looked insane.
Well, me and Eddie and Aber and I don't know, maybe Jesse Crittenden. I don't know. There were in the Daily Kids. There were like five or six of us. at the airport, and we all got there super early, and then people just started coming and coming and coming, and we were like, oh my God. And before we knew it, the place was overrun. I mean, it was thousands of people. You remember there were like people getting on the roof of the airport, and the airport people the like, get off like, the roof.
Like, that's the moment that I was like, holy crap, this thing is bigger than I thought.
It was a mob. Yeah. Play. I mean, it was wild.
It was wild. And the, like we were, I don't know if you were still there, Kersey, but like we were kind of, it was me and Nate Fakin, Channel 4 sports reporter. We were kind of cleaning up and getting ready to get out of there. It's like 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. And the lady that like runs Max Westheimer, like walked in and she's like, are you guys going to be leaving anytime soon? We're like, yeah, we are. We're cleaning up. And she's just like, I've worked here for, you know, 35 years. I've never seen that many people at the airport. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it was insane.
One thing I know we can count on is that even if Jason is not in sports writing, I know that every November, December, we can still count on him tweeting at people saying Bob Stoops is not taking that job.
That's right.
That is tweeting at news stations that say he's going to Florida State and all that.
Shout out ABC 27 in Tallahassee.
People don't forget. Another good like story out just as far as being right on top of like not letting that person forget that was just
it's embarrassing.
Well, because wasn't he in Miami for a rock and roll tequila event or something like that?
Yeah, and so he was in Florida, so everybody lost their mind. Yeah.
Oh,
so amazing. good.
And he's not the best on Twitter too. So I remember the picture he posted on it saying I'm here was just, it cracked me up.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Bob's gotten a lot better at Twitter. at Twitter.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness. What a run you guys have had. Eddie, do you have any parting words here for Jason before I build up to some big emotional finale here?
No, I think I've already told him though. Like I'm happy for him obviously, but selfishly it just it's going to be different around the beat, and obviously going to miss him, but you know, I guess, you know, again, selfishly I'm glad that he's not moving out of the Oklahoma City area, because we'll still be able to get together and do things.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot different nowadays with without you around. I don't know who I'm going to make snide comments to text during press conferences when somebody dumbass people from the beat makes a stupid question. So
you can still, that can still be me. My phone still works.
Not going to be there. It's not going to be.
You know, he's still going to be sending us a text with like, look at this dumbass tweet and stuff. You know what I mean? You know, yeah, that's going to happen.
Exactly. No, I'm going to miss him. And you know, the OU fans are going to certainly miss, you know, his reporting, because it was always extremely good, and we've been lucky.
Well, thanks, buddy. How has the Crimson Corner reacted to my news
today?
I've been too scared to look.
I try not to get on during the radio show very often, and then I just got home a little bit ago, so I haven't really been able to look, but I'm sure the Crimson Corner is gonna treat you about how they usually do, and it's not gonna be good.
That's okay.
Not liked on the message boards, is that true?
Well, I don't think it's kind of endearing. I don't know if you want to be liked on the Oklahoma message boards. That means that your provoking thought is probably the best way to say it.
Yeah.
that is fair. Well, Jason, I'll give you time to give a final farewell if you'd like to as well, but you know, what can I say, man? It's been an awesome run. I'm really proud of you that you have found, you know, what you feel like is, you know, the next step in your life. And, you know, it's like I said, very bittersweet that this is ending. It's going to feel super, you know, weird on Monday just to like not think that, you know, think we're not coworkers anymore or whatever, but it's not going to change anything. You know, you'll still be hearing from me all the time. And, you know, I think you did a tremendous job at The Athletic and all of your, you know, the moves, all the places you've been in sports writing, and, you know, you've earned a great reputation for a reason, man. It's been so cool to work with you and build this thing up and do these podcasts together and mess around and, you know, commiserate about all the stuff that comes with this job. And, you know, love you, and we're going to miss you, but you know, things aren't going to change too much.
Nah. I love you guys too. And I mean, that's, It's very bittersweet. It's been an amazing run. I've loved working with you guys. Eddie, being on the beat with all of you guys is the thing I'm going to miss the most. I think being around the guys and on those road trips and all that stuff. So I'm going to have to live vicariously through your tweets.
And I meant to say too, just to have someone who could be, you know, it was an honor to be the honey to your vinegar over these years too. You know,
I can't believe it took you that long to say that.
I know the gruesome twosome, man. End of an era for the gruesome twosome.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's been amazing, and I'm overwhelmed today by the response, by all the nice things you guys have said. Eddie, thanks for getting on, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to come join you guys again. I'm sorry that I was early. I didn't realize. I thought at 11:15, I thought we were going to be good.
Yeah, you know, that you've got the job. This is pretty easy. Sooner Scoop. Sorry to all those folks.
You're going to be releasing my
if you're going in the portal, this will be a pretty easy move for us, you know.
You're going to have to Eddie, you're going to have to find a new cameraman though. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that's easy to do. They can find somebody else.
I mean, who's going to record your funerals and your horns?
Jason was always the man behind the camera for your insane viral videos. That's true.
It looks like Bone Man's going to get that job now.
Right.
Do you have a favorite of all those, Jason? Was it
the original
was it the Tom Herman one or which one was it?
The original Horns Up for Peace. When we walked around the South Oval is probably the best one. Mm-hmm. But the funeral for another media member was very funny, because that's the one that I was standing there. I think Eddie got a little frustrated with me because I could not keep it together while he was going.
Well, we have to have a little professionalism on set, you know.
But this was when you were going after the ghost, right?
Right.
He was dressed up like a priest, and he was going, "In the name of the Father." Every time he would do that, I would start laughing.
I don't think that people realize that was actually like a, what's it called? Tablecloth from like a
tablecloth.
In fact, after that video was released, I think we got the cease and desist from OU that I could no longer make videos with
using their stuff
at the OU facility. Yeah, I got told that maybe it wasn't a cease and desist.
We cannot co-opt.
It was more
these
of like, we refrain from maybe doing this after OU press conferences? That makes sense.
Now, leaving the business, Eddie, do I get to keep my place on the Horns Up for Peace committee board of directors, or am I being removed and replaced?
Yeah, I think that we can probably have civilian attendees in the meetings. But
he still wants peace, you know, bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly right, Max. It's the bottom line is still we want peace. But at the same time, you get it.
Well, fellas, thanks for doing this. Hopefully, Jason, this was the memorial that you were hoping for.
Oh no, this was great.
That's a weird thing, isn't it? Getting that on Twitter, getting everyone kind of treating you like you're passing away or something. It's a weird phenomenon on Twitter.
It is weird. It's been, I mean, I've gotten so many direct messages from fans just being nice, and then also like a bunch of people who are lawyers giving me advice. I haven't even gone through. I mean, I think I have at least 60 DMs in my inbox that I haven't even opened yet. So it's been really overwhelming. And that's the last thing I want to say is genuine thank you. If you signed up, if you subscribe to The Athletic to read my writing, that means the world to me. It really does. That is such an honor that anyone would be willing to pay money for my words that I wrote. And it means the world to me. And I will always be grateful for that.
Well, that's well said, Jason. And that will wrap us up for today. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, to One True Pod. Hopefully we will be back here soon with another off-season episode. Maybe we'll even get Jason to hop on one of these days when when he's ready to put the books down. I'm always going to love the way you pronounce lawyer. I really am. That Oklahoma pronunciation. It's tremendous.
The way I say it?
Yes.
Lawyer?
Yes.
What is it? See, it doesn't sound weird to me. What does it sound like?
Am I wrong, Eddie? Are you picking up on this?
A little bit. Yeah. Lawyer?
Is it like a, yeah, like a little twang? Is that what you're
lawyer,
is that
what liar, it is? Lawyer.
He and I say it like L-O-Y. You're saying it real, real Oklahoma L-A-W. Okay.
I think I like. That is only said by somebody that is a graduate of Noble High School.
There you go. Shout out
County for you.
Yeah, not to Noble. Had to get that in before we're done. folks, thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.